Morning Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I am here.
Dustin is in the house. Steve, that means you got to leave the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Dustin is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Dustin?
Let's go.
Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pass.
Which company developed the Windows operating system?
Microsoft.
Correct. Who plays Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes. What festival began in 1991 as a farewell to Jane's addiction?
Pass.
Which southeastern U.S. state is closest to Bermuda?
Florida.
No.
Georgia.
No.
Louisiana.
No. Pepper is a popular warm-up in what sport?
Baseball.
No.
Tennis.
No.
Basketball.
No. Who composed the music for The Lion King?
Pass.
Which country hosted the postponed Olympics in 2021?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Which country hosted the postponed Olympics in 2021?
France.
No.
Germany?
No.
Japan?
Yes. All right. We got one more in there, Dustin. You got 3 correct, my friend.
Ooh. Boy, oh boy.
There were some tricky ones in there. I'm going to keep the faith because that's what I do. No.
Well, you got more faith in me than I do. Thank you.
Confidence is key for sure.
That's right.
All right, Steve, you're back in the studio, but are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
That would be Ryan Seacrest.
It is. Which company developed the Windows operating system?
Microsoft.
Correct. Who plays Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies?
Oh, man. What's her name? Jennifer. Not Jennifer Garner. That'd be weird. Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes. What festival began in 1991 as a farewell to to Jane's addiction?
Oh. it was a very long farewell. That would be Lollapalooza.
Correct. Which southeastern U.S. state is closest to Bermuda?
Florida?
No.
I don't know. Mississippi?
No.
Arkansas?
No. Pepper is a popular warm-up in what sport?
Muddy puddles.
No.
Baseball?
No.
Volleyball?
Yes. Who composed the music for The Lion King?
John Williams.
No.
Jack Black.
No.
Jack White.
No. Which country hosted the postponed Olympics in 2021?
That would be the United States of America.
No.
Japan?
Yes. What is the largest species of toothed whale?
Sperm.
Yeah. You got it, Steve. And with that, let me get out my abacus.
I love your enthusiasm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct is what you got. And that is a win. 7-3. Sorry, Dustin.
Have a good day.
You too, my friend.
You too.
Another one bites the dust.
The southeastern U.S. state that is closest to Bermuda is North Carolina.
How about that?
And Elton John did the music for The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Now that you say it, I remember that being a thing.
It was definitely a thing.
Yes.
Can you feel the love tonight?
No, I can't, actually.
Check out the I Beat Migs shirt, ladies and gentlemen. It is available exclusively in the Rock Shop at KISW.com, and it features a Dogman cartoon of our friend Steve Migs over there. 60 seconds on the clock.
The lyrics headphones. On there, too. Headphones. Everything's rocking.
It's going to look really good on you, and it might even make you smarter.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you're a proud Washingtonian, call right now, because we want to put you to the test. But you have to call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will chat with you after Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Scripps Spelling Bee Finals are happening tonight.
Yes.
You can catch them at 5 p.m. on ION. And unfortunately, the kid that was representing Washington State, not one of the 9 finalists.
Lost yesterday, as well as the kid from Idaho, yeah. Also didn't make it to the final 9.
So in honor of the Scripps Spelling Bee happening, we are going to do what we're calling the Squim Spelling Bee.
Because Washington State, known for the hard-to-spell places and things, mainly thanks to there's a lot of Native American, French, and unique regional names. So we figured, let's see if the true Washingtonians can actually spell some of these places and things.
So we will name the place, and our listeners will have to spell it. So we're going to pull Richard from Granite Falls up. Richard, how long have you lived here in Washington?
48 years.
48. All right, Richard, the word that we want you to spell is squim.
Ah, that's an easy one. I used to live there. S-E-Q-U-I-M.
Easy peasy.
Nailed it. Olympic Peninsula for life, right?
Nice. Randy from Covington, how long have you lived?
First time I saw that, I was like, sequim?
Sequim.
What the hell is a sequim? And then they're like, no, it's pronounced squim. I'm like, that's not much better.
No. Randy from Covington, how long have you lived here in the beautiful state of Washington?
55 years.
Oh, nice. We would like for you to spell the word gooey duck.
Oh, geez. Gooey duck. G-E-O-D-U-C-K.
Nailed it.
So far, people are crushing this game.
Let's give them another one.
All right, Randy, spell Nisqually.
N-I-S-Q-U-A-L-L-Y.
Bam.
Randy might be our MVP Squim Spelling Bee contestant.
Do we dare give him one more?
Let's give him one more. Let's find a hard one. Randy, spell the word Okanagan.
Okay. O-G-A-N.
Randy!
Randy, you are a true Washingtonian. If I was by you, I'd take you to Trappers right now in Covington.
Sweet.
Thanks, Randy. All right, we're going to check in with Bulldog. Bulldog, you're at Harborview right now. What's going on?
Well, I recovered from a slip and fall. I broke my femur. I had my knee replaced, and then I was over at Shaggy's, which you guys know who Shaggy is, and we were on his front porch, and I slipped from the green turf to the cedar deck, and fell, and then broke my femur.
Oh, no.
So you
see my foot go behind me.
So you're currently at Harborview listening to our show and decided to call in. I love this.
Yes, I'm staring at the Smith Tower.
Oh, my God. Bulldog.
I'm on the fifth floor.
Nice. So how long have you lived here in Washington State?
52.
All right, then we're going to put you to the test. Our Squim Spelling Bee, we want you to spell the word Chehalis.
Chehalis. C-H-E-E-L. I don't know.
It's okay.
Can we give you a different one there, Bulldog?
Yeah.
How about Puyallup?
P-U-A-L-L-U. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Did they already give you the pain meds? Is that why?
Yes, they're administering pain meds. Yes, and they're doing an okay job, but it is what it is.
Based on your spelling, it sounds like the pain meds are working just great.
I don't know my right from my left, and, up and down's a little different, too.
while we got you on the phone, where's the nickname Bulldog come from?
Well, it comes from a group of guys that we hang out with and at the bike shop there. Give a shout out to those boys. And, it just stuck, and I've had it for about the last 20, 25 years.
Awesome. Love it, man. Well, hopefully, the road to recovery is quick for you.
Yeah, and I want to say I've been listening to you guys since I was probably 15, man. So it's been a good ride. And I also won the call in. What's on a Big Mac back in the mid-90s to get the, remember the tear off she got. For the gift for McDonald's, got $5 or $10 or $15, whatever.
Uh-huh.
They sent, I think $40. And me and my buddies, we went to a local McDonald's there in Marysville, and we grubbed up. That's Max. And it was 2-all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles on a sesame seed bun.
Don't forget the pickles and the onions, baby. Well, enjoy those pain meds.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and we're going to hook you up with Sesanta tickets. And that is Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle all together at White River Amphitheater next Saturday, June 7th. 206-803-ROCK is the number if you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have been playing for tickets to see Sesanta, which features Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle all together at White River Amphitheater next weekend. Say hello to our contestant. It is Ona in Olympia. Good morning, Ona.
Good morning.
Good morning. So since Danny is out, we spin no wheel. You're stuck with me, Ona.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for your clip?
Yep.
Here we go.
Here we are.
What?
All right, we'll play it again for you. So just kind of put your ear really close to your phone and see if you can figure it out. Let me know if you need a hint.
Yeah, I need a hint.
So the band's lead singer is Scott Stapp, and they are going on tour this summer. The band name rhymes with greed.
Greed.
Yes.
Okay. So now let's figure out this one.
Yeah!
Bam, nailed it. Figure since Danny's not here and he's usually in charge of the songs, I get my Creed fix.
I'm here for it, Steve. All right, Ona, we're one down, one to go. Steve, let me hear my clip. Okay, is this the band that's playing all the house parties right now? Okay, so it's All American Rejects.
You know it.
Dirty Little Secret.
Well, are you right? Let's see. I'll keep you my dirty little secret. Congrats, Ona. You're going to go to the Sesanta show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ona.
Ona, are you
see
doing
you there.
Ona, are you doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Well, congratulations on your big victory this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good one. We survive. I think it has to be because of this freaking tour that they're doing where they're just showing up to people's houses. You could apply to have them perform at your wherever on their Instagram page.
Okay, I didn't know there was an application process. Why are we doing this?
So I've gone down the rabbit hole. I've been watching interviews with them. Like, I've all of a sudden become a fan of All American Rejects again, listening to their music. Can't wait. They're going to be doing Emerald Queen Casino. I think that's going to be a show that we have to go check out.
Yes.
But apparently the places that they try and go to are small towns. So you live in a small town. I think we need for you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
To apply.
I would absolutely do it.
Do it.
Okay. We're going to stop it today.
You, right?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Apparently, one of the shows did get stopped by the cops. They had one song left, and I was watching an interview that they did, and they said they went up to the cop and like, hey, there's a lot of people here. If we could just play the last song, we'll be done. And then the cop's like, oh, crap, you are actually All American Rejects. Like, he thought it was just a cover band. The cop did. And he's like, yeah, finish your song, finish your set, and then be done with it.
Well, let's get our application in today, Steve.
Oh, All American Rejects in Stanwood.
We're manifesting it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about? Please give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Van Halen. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if there's anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK. Rock, Steve, how are we feeling this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? You seem like a bundle of nerves.
I'm a little bit stressed out.
Why?
Because our dog was taken to the vet this morning to go under surgery to have what's called a TPLO, which is basically repairing.
Oh, the old TPLO.
Yeah, you know how it goes. He's got to have meniscus repaired on his knee, his left rear leg. And my dad saved the day today by being the one to drive him in and get him all set up for the appointment. And so we have my dad on the phone this morning.
Let's get an update.
The national treasure. Good morning, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all right. What was the general vibe when you picked up Brute from our house this morning?
Oh, he was fine when I picked him up, but I think after I brought him into the bed, he's not liking Papa anymore.
Oh, that's right. Now you're associated with taking him to bad places. Yeah, good call, Tyron, by working today.
And I got to say one thing. You are going to have your hands full.
Oh,
oh my God.
What did they say?
The instruction list is 2 pages long. He can't go up and down stairs. He's got to have his own little kennel area. You're going to have to walk him on his leash. Oh, geez.
Dude, it's so funny you mention that because when we had to bring one time Lulu, when Lulu was alive, we brought her to the vet to take care of a bunch of stuff. And they gave us like this laundry list of things that we needed to take care of. And then the doctor left the room and my wife's like, you weren't paying attention to any of that, were you? I'm like, no, I figured you were. So I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Dad, do you have any idea how much it's going to cost?
$5,000.
Whoa.
Hey, that's
less than I thought it was going to be.
That's $2,000 less than what you thought. That's $6,000 less than what I thought. And you have insurance.
We do have pet insurance. This is the first dog we've ever had pet insurance for. And it has definitely proven to be worth it for this dog.
You still got to pay a lot.
Do they cover in-home care?
Well, that I don't know.
We're going to need that for.
I was like, Craig, are you charging her?
Yeah, well, now that my dog doesn't trust him.
Think about that. I need a little golf money, you know.
Well, so in the mornings, we have our nanny that comes over and helps Barrett get ready for school.
Oh, she's got now a new responsibility.
Yeah, spoiler alert, you've got a dog to take care of now. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, Dad, for being such a wonderful papa, not only to our grandson, but also to our dogs.
His granddad.
Part of my routine, living next to Taryn.
So is the dog right now is under, or have they not done the surgery yet?
I don't know. I just left him in the room.
Well, I think they just gave me a couple of options of things that we can add on for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, which I said, no, I don't think we want that. No, I don't think we want that. But then now they're saying he might have to have laser therapy after the fact.
Well,
I didn't hear that.
I heard you on the phone with the vet tech and you signed up for some kind of a vet Bitcoin, which I thought was very odd that you agreed to that.
I'm keeping this veterinarian's office in business. That is for sure.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do it. This is going to be wild with him. He is so hard to control. He pulls you right down the street, you know?
But he's a big dog.
He's 90 pounds.
And it's not like he's going to listen if you tell him, hey, be easy on your back leg. Like, the dogs are going to do what dogs do.
This dog doesn't even know how to sit.
Well, okay.
To be fair,
he does know how to sit.
But easiest one. Like everybody can teach a dog how to sit.
Here's the thing, though. Ever since he tore his meniscus, he's been limping, he won't sit. It like hurts him to go down into a sitting position.
The only way I can get him to do it is to twist his ear.
Oh my God.
The vet just called about repairing his ear as well. That's going to be an extra
$3,000. I'm just kidding.
Well, Dad, you are a saint. And if you're free next week, we might need some in-home dog care.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Okay. Love you, Dad. You're the best national treasure ever.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Somebody texted, we had double ACL surgery on our one-year-old Akita. What a nightmare. Another person said, I had a cat that cost me $13,000.
Dang.
Isn't it sad that he said $5,000? I'm like, that's not bad.
That's a good deal. I mean, I was thinking it was going to be closer to like $7,000 or $8,000. So I'll take five.
I thought it was five figures for sure. Based on the calls and the conversation that we had with some of our rockaholics.
What we do for our animals.
Yes.
We are checking in with the rockaholics right now. 206-803-ROCK. And now we were bringing up the fact that the All-American Rejects are playing these small house parties all over the country.
We have to have you sign up when you're done dealing with the vet.
Yes. And Daniel from Tacoma wants to talk about some property that you have where there's some sort of a festival that happens nearby.
Yes, good morning. Alrighty, so I bought some property up in Shelton, and came the 4th of July weekend. I came home. I had to work the next day. I'm here with some dub-dubs and some wub-wubs. So I'm just like, okay, they'll stop at night. It didn't stop. Not at all. So I went out and tried to figure out where it was, and I found out that one of my neighbors runs a EDM festival every year. And they got Exactly. So they got permits and everything, so I can't really be mad. But I got to go the next day, and it was pretty lit. It was fun.
I was going to say, did they give you like an all-access pass and show the neighbor?
Just that one time. I had to pay the next time I went.
Wait, so this isn't actually like a sanctioned EDM festival that they're doing on their property?
Yeah, I think it's called the Barefoot Festival. I don't know. I can, once it comes around again this year, I can get more information and then tell you guys.
Please do.
Like, yeah, Daniel, there might be a time when Taryn and myself might be knocking on your door being like, we're here for the festival.
Can we camp on your property from the festival?
I do have 1.3 acres, so yeah, if you want to.
All right, we'll bring our tents.
Thanks, Daniel. You rock. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now.
Oh, we got some text messages. Somebody want to know, what pet insurance did you decide on?
So we have it offered through here. You can get a nationwide pet insurance program. Nationwide is on your side. And so I just did it as like a payroll deduction through work. But there are a lot of really good ones out there. There's like Trupanion and some other ones.
I need to get that signed up for, because our dog, the new dog Lucy, is... She's bigger than her for her own good. She's like, because she's just constantly running into things. She reminds me of, you remember those old marionettes when you were a kid?
Like, oh, yeah.
Where it, like, it's like just a bird, but it just walks kind of like dookie dookie doo kind of thing.
She's in like an awkward phase.
Very. And it's like she's just barreling over all of us. And it's adorable, but I'm like, man, she's just a walking accident.
I think her new nickname needs to be Loose Cannon Lucy.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Bring it to the festival at Daniel's house.
That would be fun.
Somebody talked about why they had to bring their dog in for surgery, because we were talking about your dog earlier. My golden retriever decided to eat an entire birthday cake.
Ooh.
Wrapper and all. Yes, surgery did have to follow after that.
Oh, no.
Another person said, my golden retriever had to get surgery to remove 3 golf balls from his stomach.
I mean, those, you're not going to digest those things.
Well, bring those golf balls to the Bill Wright Golf Complex for Miles Montgomery's golf tournament.
That would be great. Maybe they'd bring good luck.
Monday, June 9th.
We're so excited.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs just mentioned the first ever KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic, and it's presented by Pinky's Plumbing. There was a time, Steve, that this event was completely sold out. But lo and behold, we were given information this morning that some more foursomes have just been released. So if you want in on the action, hurry up and get signed up at KISW.com. We're going to be broadcasting live that morning, Monday, June 9th. Get all the details at KISW.com. Migs, I have wanted my son to be a rocker since the day that he was born. And we're finally kind of graduating out of like kid songs and things like that.
I wish I had that.
Yours is still Peppa Pig and...
Yeah. Or VeggieTales.
Oh, there you go.
Larry Boy. She's obsessed with Larry Boy.
Well, we're finally getting into him liking music. And so yesterday I decided to ask my 5-year-old son, Barrett, about some of his favorite songs.
Barrett. What? What are your favorite songs right now?
I Wanna Rock.
Yeah? What else?
Peaches.
Yeah?
Dirty Deeds.
Yeah?
Bang Your Head.
Oh, good one. What about the one that says all the days of the week?
Yeah.
What's that song called?
Yeah, Pretty Pimpin'.
Are you a rocker?
No.
Yeah, I think you kind of are.
He's a total rocker.
Let's review. Here we go. First one that he mentioned.
I want to rock!
Does he do a dance when he's listening to this, or does he just bang his head?
Just pretty much bang his head, and now he's been learning how to do the rock horns with his hands.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Next one on his list. Feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's kind of like the little prequel to Casper Baby Pants right there.
100%.
Next one.
And I was obsessed with this song when I was little.
That's cool.
Full circle moment.
I gotta tell you, Barrett's putting together quite the playlist so far.
I'm proud of him.
Does he have a Spotify playlist?
He should.
Next one. When I was a kid, this album was my jam.
So great.
I even made the Quiet Riot mask out of tinfoil and cardboard.
Oh, yeah, because it's that kind of creepy thing, right?
It's like a weird goalie type looking mask. Yeah, that definitely creeped my parents out. But the last one that he went with, I am not familiar with. But it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Saturday came around. So he's a rocker and a hippie.
Well, this song he likes because Kurt Vile is the artist and he says stupid clown. So he's like, can we listen to that stupid clown song? He thinks it's so funny that there's a stupid clown in the song.
I'll be honest, I've heard the name Kurt Vile. This is the first time I've even heard the song.
I'm a huge Kurt Vile fan. He's opening for the Pixies in a couple of weeks. I'm also a massive Pixies fan, so that's like a great world for me to be in.
I like it. But I'm like, oh, well, what a random deep cut. I go on YouTube to find the song. It's got like 21 million views. I'm like, okay, I'm very late to the party.
I think this is without question his most popular song.
It's the only one I know.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who was chosen as the sexiest mascot in baseball?
Moose.
Was it Moose? In fact, the Mariner Moose? You're going to find out during the Daily Mix download after Pearl Jam.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the his house.
Yeah, still digesting that applesauce thing we ate earlier.
We had the Diddy Burger.
A burger with applesauce on it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Hey, and last night we didn't appreciate the Mariners' performance. Ended up losing 9-0. Back at it again at T-Mobile Park this evening. But speaking of baseball, the sports betting company BetUS ranked the 15 hottest mascots in baseball.
Are we talking hot like...
sexy.
Okay.
Or hot under the mascot mask? It's based on the mascot's personality, search interest, social media following, and physical proportions.
Okay.
So do you think the Mariner Moose made the list?
He better have made the list. He's hot.
Hung like a moose.
He might be hung like a moose, but he's not considered to be all that hot. Didn't make the top 15.
Oh, that is, this list is crap.
It's a quick rundown of the top five. So number one was D. Baxter the Bobcat.
I can get behind that.
Okay, what team is that for? Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of edgy looking, kind of like a bad boy.
The Philly Fanatic, number two. I think he deserves to be out there.
Wait, how are the,
more cushion for them.
How are the Diamondbacks not a snake?
Very good point. Well, why is the Mariners a moose?
Well, what else would it be?
A sea animal?
A seaman. I don't know.
A sailor?
Sperm.
Oh, my God.
How about Clark the Cub from the Chicago White Sox?
He's pretty cute.
Rosie Red. I guess it's like a human female character based on Rosie Red's fan group.
She's a hottie McNaughty for
and
sure.
And then Mrs. Met. Not Mr. Met, but Mrs. Met made the top five.
That's fine.
Okay, fine.
I just feel like... our moose should have definitely been in there.
I feel like this is just a weird list.
Very much so. At the Polar Music Prize Ceremony in Stockholm, Tobias Forge of Ghost did a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen in front of Queen members. That's a tall order. Brian May was there. Also, Roger Taylor.
Have you heard it?
No.
I saw a little bit of it. It did not go great for them, and I like Ghost.
I didn't hate it, though.
Oh, okay.
You know what? When you watch him do it, it sounds a lot cooler. But when you just hear the audio, I kind of understand where you're coming from.
I love Ghost. I was like, I don't know if I'd have done that.
Oh, that's tough. And you have to do that in front of the members of Queen.
Yes.
And it was awkward when they got up in the middle of it and just left. No, they didn't do that. Hey, as far as whether we're hitting a high of 69.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to rain. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.